Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best. And we're back in the Brock Bourbon Bar, and we are starting the Tournament of 32 Whiskeys.
The NIT of bourbon.
The NIT of bourbon.
You need to splice in one shining moment at the very end of this.
One shining moment? You know, I probably could, but then I would have to pay them something.
Then splice in John and I terribly singing One Shining Moment.
I thought you could do it for like 15 seconds and that was about it.
Yeah, that's actually not a true statement at all. People think that. Like, I think originally it was like you can do up to 10 seconds or something.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's just not true.
You can do a karaoke.
They can theoretically sue you for like 3 seconds of something. So,
the ball is
if you don't
own
the rights. So anyway, we are doing the Tournament of 32 and we are in the top left-hand quadrant of the bracket. So
the 100 or bottle and bond.
Oh, these are all the hundreds and bottle and bonds. All right.
Yes.
That's what I was going to ask if anybody knew exactly what was which one we were starting with, because I couldn't remember which was in which bracket. So
I think it's kind of fun if we don't know what we're starting with. Just roll with it.
That, you know, probably not a bad idea.
Except for Peanut Gallery.
Well, the thing is, the single person in the Peanut Gallery is that are blind poor. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, this is all resting on Carl's shoulders.
Yeah, so, we have no idea if any of this is going to be correct, but we're going to drink it and we're going to figure this out.
Now, why do you smell like rye whiskey?
The thing is that this is going to be randomly each of the four matches in the bracket. We don't know which round it is.
Right.
Because to be blind, we don't want to start with number one because most of us have looked at the bracket multiple times. We know what the first one is.
I tried to initially just forget all about it. I'm not sure I can remember the eight things that are in there other than Ode Foe 100 and a couple of other miscellaneous things.
After the 4 hours I took making that bracket, I remember most of the bracket.
Good for you. I'm proud of you, Nick. But by the way, yes, special thanks to Nick for figuring out bracket fights. And so all you guys can follow along and play with us here at Bourbon Barrel
Talk. And special thanks to our sponsors who are sponsoring this tournament.
Absolutely, Dynasty Epoxy.
Heck yeah.
Where can they find the link, just in case if they're listening to this and they don't realize there's a link posted somewhere?
Absolutely. So on bourbonbarreltalk.com, you can go to under, there should be like either, if it's in your mobile device, you have to click on the little, like, it's
hamburger.
Hamburger menu,
the three lines.
Yep, and then it'll take you to that, the menu, will say the bourbon, you know, tournament of NIT of bourbon or whiskeys, and then you'll just click on where it says Dynasty Epoxy Tournament, and then poof, it'll pop up your link to bracket fights, and it will take you right into the bracket. You will then, at that point, print, after you pick all your matches, right, you'll then print it, save it, and then you'll email us a copy at bourbonbarreltalk@gmail.com, and then we will hand grade them based off of our finished, how we blinded these bad boys. So that's it.
So the other brackets that we have outside of the 100 and bottom bond, we have the finished and under 100 proof. We have the rye and whiskey category, which is the upper right quadrant.
Yep.
And then we have the barrel proof, full proof, slash
everything over 100.
Over 100. And, you know, the premise behind this, if hasn't been said yet, is we were wanting these things to be things you could go normally to a local liquor store, and you should find most all of these on a shelf somewhere. This isn't like the allocated magic list trying to figure it out.
Yep. We wanted people to be able to play along, go buy the whiskey, go try it, and see what they thought versus our blinds versus theirs. So
even getting together with a few friends and making your own party, that way you can split the bottles up a little bit evenly.
100%.
Be a good time to
do. That's what we did. We all just brought a couple of bottles each, and we came up with 32. I think most of them were probably here at the Brock's originally, but
I know it's sad. Sorry.
It's okay.
But listen, it's been helpful this time around.
It was super helpful this time. Exactly. I didn't have to carry 45 bottles in instead. So anyway, so that's what we're doing. Let's get to sipping. This should be quick and easy. This is just two bourbons in this first bracket. We're going to try it, and then we're going to go from there.
Lots of nice dead air. I'm going to kill it for a hot second while everybody else is sniffity sniffing.
Yeah, I'm just sniffity sniffing. So
what kind of wheat picking up?
This is a solid pour.
Do we want to keep it like not just throw out notes, or are we just doing it all?
No, we're not doing a bunch of notes. We're really just going to sniff, sip, and then just kind of pick which one we think is better between A1 and A2.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
I have no idea what A1 and A2 is, but Carl, the magician over there, is working on it for us.
Light.
It's a good pour.
It's a good pour.
I don't hate it. Drinks a little warm.
It's kind of hot.
My only major complaint about it. I don't hate it, though. It's good. We really need a camera for this portion. We're all doing a lot of
I'll be honest with you. We picked 8 things in each category that were all solid products.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Except for Lost Monarch. I'm kidding. Lost Monarch is a very good pour.
Jared's trying to get kicked in the nuts tonight.
I'm going to get kicked in the nuts. Happens to me all the time. Thanks, Peanut Gallery. I appreciate that. Hey, my little Beckham boy's cute as a button.
Yes, he is.
He
I can
very,
vouch for
very
that.
Cute.
He started rolling over.
I thought I saw that.
He rolled over for the first time last night and today. It was very
Did you
fun.
Give him a treat?
No, but I gave everyone. She laid there and looked cute.
I think I know which one I like better. I'm going back for a second pull just in case.
They are different.
They're different,
but distinct differences between the two.
They're not far off differences.
The palate to nose on the second one seems very different in my opinion.
I agree.
Oh, 100%.
I was not ready for that. The nose smelled fantastic. The palate, I was like, whoa, what?
Are we just basing the decision off of what we think is better?
Yes. It tastes better.
It's a personal
taste
better.
Okay. Yep.
To you.
Which one, if somebody hands you both these drinks, you go, which one you like better, which one you like better? That's it.
All right. Now I got mine.
So see, I cleansed my palate in between each one of them this time. Two's totally different now.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was trying to drink in between, so you wouldn't get any meld over between your blinds.
Yeah.
I thought this would be easy, but it's really not.
Mm-hmm. It isn't incredibly difficult to figure out.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we got mine, too.
All right, A1 or A2?
I'll go ahead and start.
You're going to go first?
I liked right. A2.
A2? All right.
Nope. You. Oh, shit. I'll go A1.
A2.
Man, I tell you what. I think I'm going to go A2. And only after drinking a little bit more. I mean, A1 is like so close. Like it's really like, and it might be, I almost wish I had a little bit more to sip on. And I said I didn't want to go crazy on these things, but.
Carlos is shaking his head.
My problem is the palate. I like the nose of A2, but I didn't like the palate as much as I did on the A1.
Did you switch in between?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
That's what helped me, was to deuce water in between the two.
Man, I don't know, man. I think it's A2, but then, man, now I just tried it again, and A1's better, I think.
I'm going to stay A1. I say we just roll with A2. First cut.
Man, I think I'm A1. I think that after going back in, there's just enough subtle sweetness on A1 that I prefer. It's
coming down to the tiebreaker.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Uh-oh. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Cleanse in between each one, Barb.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
This one, tight. Lord, but I am going to have to go with A1.
A1, all right. A1's the winner. Evan Williams bottled and bond.
Bon.
Mm. I'm not surprised. It's just one of those weird things.
I'm not going to lie. It was close.
No, that's what I'm saying. But so, like I said, when I went back to it, like when I tasted it the second time after reintroducing water, like A1 just, it was just so much more sweet and subtle. It's just, it did so much. It did miss a little bit of the rye spice that you typically would want in a bottled and bond pour, but.
Which is interesting because I know. So do you know what lost?
No, I don't.
I do.
You want to know.
Early times.
Early times.
That was A2.
Yeah. Huh. There you go. So
I'm not unhappy with that result, though.
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not going to be unhappy with any of these results.
Yeah, no, these are all off the shelfers that anybody can get. It doesn't really matter.
100%. All right. Now we're going on to A3, A4.
Good job, Barbara. Coming in clutch. Did you get your hand wet? That or she was trying to smack the piss out of me.
So Barbara could actually kill mic time if she wanted to while we're all sniffing and sipping.
Tell us that story, Barbara.
Which one?
Any of them.
I don't know. You've got a million of them.
Yes, I really do. However, I tell you what, from trying to be the tiebreaker in this one for this particular round, it's quite interesting to watch everybody tasting and getting water in between and retasting and more water and more tasting. It's quite interesting to see the faces, let me tell you.
I do like these little glasses. I don't know what it is. I just like these little glasses.
Well, you do have little hands.
The stemless wine glasses.
Well, no, I'm not saying because they're little. I just like these glasses better than the
He's used to holding something ones. Real small.
You know, yeah, I am. It's like, I mean.
It's we call that the tulip glass.
It literally, it's like this big right here.
I mean, with all fairness, I mean, I'm used to holding something small too. Oh, man. This is another hard one, man.
Yes, it is.
That was almost bad. Thank God.
The glasses are getting fancier as we go along. How's this happening?
We're running out of starlights.
Oh, the nose on number two. I like a lot more than the first one. I did that with the same thing on the first two.
Right now, I'm leaving the second one right now.
Oh. The second one's got more of a kind of a funky aftertaste to me.
I don't think it's too far off, though, from the first one. Ooh. It's fun to sit here and kind of be like, I think I maybe know, not exactly, but I feel like it might be this. I tell you what, though.
So the funny thing is, I kind of felt like the matchup that we had the last time was Evan Williams, one of them, but I couldn't pinpoint which one it was, and I just kept sipping and sipping and sipping.
Nice.
But I could not remember early times, which is funny that I didn't even know they were. I couldn't even remember they were against each other.
I did, but I was the one that typed up the bracket, and then Nick put it into bracket fight.
Yep.
Man, this is super damn hard. Why do we pick so many good whiskeys?
Because we're smart and dumb at the same time.
Because we care about our listeners, and we want them to have the best experience when going through this 32 Tournament of Champions.
Man. All right. Is everybody ready to vote? John. Everybody ready to vote?
Yes.
Come to me last.
You're going last? All right, Rick. Nick, go.
A4.
A4. So you want number two?
Number two.
A4. All right. Johnny?
A4.
A4. All right.
I'm A4 as well.
You're A4. Well, then my vote doesn't matter.
Were you A1?
I was A3.
A3, that's what I meant.
Yeah, the more I drink A3. A3? Is that A3 or is that A4?
This is A4.
That's A4 or O4?
I fucking wondered. I wondered if it was OFO 100.
Really? So, nice.
This was A3.
Oh.
Okay.
No. Oh,
I forgot that was
never three. Mind. That's why. You know, honest to goodness, that was my first love.
Four Roses Single Barrel?
Yeah.
That did not taste like Four Roses Single Barrel to me, though.
It's because it's, me. It's well, because no. It's OE. It's OE. OESC. OESV?
Well, it's OBSV. It's also, yeah, but it's still the blend. It's,
yeah.
It's, so it's not really one barrel size type.
Yeah.
Because this is just the single barrel, non-barrel proof. So it's sitting at those just regular Four Roses single barrels that you see on the shelf. Those are just 100 proof.
I think the nose did it for me for A4 more than the taste did.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's the thing. So A4, I loved the nose on, and I loved the taste on both of them. But it's just, it was so soft and so delicate. Yeah, and there's just something right. About those floral notes I was picking up off of.
This is, no, you need one of these. This is the other A5. One. Or no, do you have?
I got A5.
Do you have? Okay, I'm sorry. We're good.
So, but my bad, OFO moves on. That's good. I mean.
I wondered if it was OFO.
But the funny thing is like I said, that was really literally my first love. Like when I got into bourbon, and I'll take it back to a little bit of a story here. So back whenever. It harkens back to the days when my wife taught at Mercy Academy. And every year we did a big event called Benefit Off Broadway or Benefit on Broadway, depending on what year it was. Benefit on Broadway was in the early years when Mercy Academy was on Broadway. Then they moved out to Fagenbusch. Well, I think it was the last year we were on Broadway. We invited out Four Roses and they did a private tasting for us, like at the event. So like literally brought out like four or five different types of Four Roses, and it was Al Young at the time too, which God rest his soul, Al was the best dude ever. But they would come out and they would do the tasting. So I literally just, that's where I learned my love for bourbon, was all the time that I spent with Al, just kind of sipping, trying, because I was in my early 20s back then. So it was one of those things that I was just like, you know, I'm going to move away from beer, which at the time was my passion. I just brewed beer all the time, made beer, drank beer, and started drinking whiskey. But I literally, it was like, Four Roses single barrels, like in the little squat bottles, like was I probably had 40 of them in a year. You know, I was drinking one or two a month easily. So nice. That was just kind of my jam. So
I think I sang one of those events before, like did a
I'm sure you did
a singing thing with a duet with one of the students at Mercy.
I'm sure you probably did, but it's just one of those funny things. But that's where like I've always had a fondness for Four Roses for that reason. Anyway,
so you say it's your first love. So my first whiskey I tried was Knob Creek, but the first distillery tour that I went on post 21, I'd been on Woodford once and Buffalo Trace, but the first one we went on was Four Roses. Not the Cox's Creek, but the other one. Mm-hmm. And or maybe it was, I don't remember. But I love that tour. I mean, Four Roses was also one of my first loves. And that tour was awesome. It was only like $5 at the time. I don't know what it is now. And they gave you a free glass and everything.
Wasn't that during COVID that we went?
No. I turned 21 in 18, 19. Right. Or no, not 19. 18.
You don't remember when you turned 21?
17. No, not really off the top of my head. Not the
year. And you do financials and math.
Yeah,
right?
With a fucking calculator. Jesus. I am a fucking Neanderthal.
They have calculators and Excel spreadsheets to do all that shit for me, man.
Fucking Boomhauer over here. Are you mean? What is this glass I'm looking at right in front of me?
I don't know. So A5. A5 is real floral.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And then it's almost like I'm getting a little bit of like leftover maltiness or something like that off A6.
Yeah. Me and Nick are like...
A6 has no nose whatsoever.
No, A6 is really, really bland on the nose.
Yeah.
It's because it's all floral. It's weird, but the other one tastes floral, which is weird. All right.
Yeah, the nose is floral on A6, but it doesn't taste floral.
Look how light it is.
Hey, Peanut Gallery, can you bring that shell of crackers over here, brother?
And can you
it's on the counter over there.
Some water, too, would be phenomenal.
What, you're already out of your water?
Getting there. Mine's also like room temperature water now.
Carl needs a sexy maid outfit.
Thanks,
on.
Carl. No. No.
All right. I already have my answer. I know where I'm going.
I'm ready as well.
I think I am, but give me a second.
Can you make a little bit more noise back there, Carl?
I was thinking.
Sorry. But say that's our refrigerator, so I can't fault him too much.
Gracias, senor. Pardon the bottle cracking real fast.
Ruin the whole thing. We're going to have to restart the
episode. At least I talked during it. It wasn't just like right in the mic.
All right, I'm ready to go. I'm going first. I'm going to go A6, and only reason being is because I prefer that like malty texture and the sweetness that it's giving off. And the mid palate is much more flavorful. It's got more like sweet like not notes to me. So I'm A6.
I'm going to be A5. There was something funky in the A6 that I just couldn't get past. So yeah, A5 for me.
A6 for me, just because, granted, I wouldn't expect my 100s or Bottle and Bonds to have much floral in it. That's the only reason why I'm kind of doing it. Yes, is it there a little bit of funky maltiness in there? But it's not bad. I enjoy it.
See, I'm going A6 as well, but because I don't like that back palate to finish, that is something in that back along my chops is like off-putting to me.
I like the finish on that. But not a surprise again, once again.
Wait, which one's which?
A6 is JTS Brown Bottled and Bond.
Okay.
A5 is Old Granddad.
That makes sense. So that's interesting because a lot of these have been kind of a little, I want to say youthier tasting, but youthier tasting. Yeah. Like not in a bad way, but that's why.
They're all 4 to 5 year old bourbons, right?
Yeah. And so that makes a lot more sense. I'm not going to put that on there because I don't want to.
All right, we got A7, A8, I'm assuming, coming this way.
Yeah, this is going to finish off the bracket.
You're a bracket. Does anybody know, like, the Latin, like, coming from for the word bracket? That's a funny word.
I took French, no.
Yeah, I took Spanish, so me either.
Wait, what? You're asking this Spanish word.
This fucking
word,
A's look
Spanish.
Like eights over here.
I said Latin.
Oh, Latin, I'm sorry. I thought
you said Spanish. Like every, like, the root
the derivative.
Yeah, there you go, thank you.
I took cunnilingus.
Are we doing fucking calculus now? The derivative?
I'm going to assume either Scott Thank heard you. That or chose not to say
he
make
chose
a comment.
To just ignore my ass.
I'm just ignoring Johnny at this point. 100%. A7, A8. Let's go in. Right. So if my memory serves me correctly, then we are drinking, Jack Daniel's Bonded or something? Oh, and then what else?
Dude, the nose on this.
Cooper's
crap.
A7 is delicious.
Yeah, this is going to be hard, though.
This is going to be tough.
It's also like two
Brown-Forman products.
And also very different products.
You say that, but I think it's the exact same mash bill.
Well.
Different yeast strand.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, God. Come on, dog.
Yeah,
please.
No, that is very similar.
I think this is going to be the hardest one yet.
I tell you what, either one of these might win. Shit, this is good. Just off the nose. These noses are fantastic.
Noses are fun.
I think they're the best in the category so far.
That's funny that we deducted it down.
There's a weird aftertaste on that first one.
You think?
It's a little maltier. It's got a little malt.
It's light, though.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just like a banana malt, like a banana pudding or something like that.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No.
Dude, on the nose for sure.
I think on the end, like as it sits and hangs out there.
Oh, you mean on the palate?
Yeah. I was talking about on the finish, the aftertaste. Carl, you need to step outside, buddy. You're sweating like a. I don't even know what I want to say.
He's working hard for the money.
He is.
All for the money. We're gonna
more of a song. Not that you're actually getting paid.
Are we gonna lay a chair out in a little shower for him to pull the chain down on?
Never be all right.
Carl, if I get to see him do some high knees there.
High knees or high kicks?
No, it's high knees.
Oh. High knees, man.
I was thinking high kicks like the Rockettes.
I didn't bring any $1 bills with me, Nick, so we can't have him do that.
No, you don't remember in Flashdance, Jennifer Bills or whatever her name is, she chopped her knees up real high back and forth. You probably never even seen that movie.
It's before you were born.
That is true. There's like a brown sugary note in the mid palate on number two.
Dude, these are both super
sweet.
Like
a burnt sugar. Maybe not brown sugar, but like a burnt sugar with some char.
These are both super sweet. Man, this is fucking hard.
I already got mine.
After the first taste, I thought I had the one too. And then after I'm going back
and revisiting. I went back to it. Yeah, that's what I'm struggling with right now.
Chewy, the second one's got a little like burn on the tongue. Not like Kentucky.
I absolutely love the fucking nose on the first one, though.
It's phenomenal. The nose is good on both, though.
It is, but just the banana cream pie sensation that I'm getting off the nose on a, what is it, 7, is just fantastic.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. Scott just said, fuck that bottle. Did you scare the cat? Is that why you're laughing? Oh.
Probably so.
I was looking to see if I got a reaction out of Barbara. So A7 is Cooper's Craft. I'm telling you.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, I disagree.
I mean, I'm telling you, I feel like that malt, I will say, I drink less of these two than I do anything else on that bracket.
You think it's malty, A7?
Mm-hmm.
At the very, very back end, yes, it's very malty. It's got some malt. It's got reminiscence of that banana you guys are talking about on the front to mid, but the back is malty. And the second one has a little bit of banana on the nose. It's got some spice in the mid palate.
So one of these, can I say it? One of these has got to be the Jack Daniel's Bonded.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, one is Jack Daniel's Bonded. Damn, it's fucking tough.
I'm A8.
I'm A7.
A7.
A8.
Fuck. Barbara.
Crap.
Have you not been drinking them the whole time? Oh, okay. You're still trying to decide?
Correct.
All right, so Barbara's picking, so she can't see you. Which one's A7 and which one is A8? A7, okay.
Knew it.
A8, okay.
Knew it. She doesn't know what that means.
How do you know she doesn't know what that means?
Because I said the same thing for both pours.
Oh.
Oh, that's true.
Duh.
Just less convincing on the first one.
I'm just fucking
shut your mouth, you whore.
Is there any more of that, of A8? Because I didn't leave her very much.
I have more of A7 than I'm out of A8. As much as I killed A8, I like A7 a little better. I'll tell you what, though, that finish could be very off-putting on A7 to some people. I don't mind it. I like it.
I wasn't getting as high the malt, I guess, as you guys are getting.
I just like on A8 that brown sugary note that was the mid palate.
That was mid palate.
That brown sugary note in the mid palate is very delicious.
I think you would said that.
But first. I love that banana pudding, banana cream pie note or nose on the first one. It's so delicious. I mean,
but we're not about the nose.
I know, but it continues to the palate.
That's
though.
Part of the experience, Nick.
All I'm gonna say is, me and Nick are staying consistent. We are always picking the same fucking thing. That's all I'm saying.
Sounds like your problem.
Maybe we should get out of each other's pants some kind of time.
I'm gonna give Nick a reach around later. Dropping loads.
Remind me to disappear at that point.
All right, A7 or A8, Barbara.
A7.
Ooh! How's it feel? You need some aloe for that burn, bitch.
Listen, I'm not at all disappointed. I think that's a solid one. Jack Daniel's Bonded A7 wins. So
yeah. There is something about Jack Daniel's that I like.
That strong banana note, that creamy banana note is phenomenal.
It's just so unique.
But they both had that banana note. That's what I'm saying.
I know, but the Bonded is so much more prevalent.
It was.
Yeah, but as I said, I like that. I've always...
I don't remember Jack Daniel's being that malty.
No, I don't remember that. But the big thing about it was is that I've gone through, at least 4 to 5 bottles of that Cooper's Craft here. It's just over time. Good. Oh, yeah, it's great. It's just that brown sugar note always gets me. And I just can't go back for more.
Isn't that the sponsor, the official bourbon of the Louisville City? Or something like that.
I have no idea.
I think there was at least they had a bottle that like had their shit on it or something like that.
All right. So Johnny Tsunami, you've got the bracket. We finished the top left hand portion. So bracket one.
Yes.
So who moves on?
Moving on to the next round for the Bottled and Bond.
Okay, get on mic, brother.
Moving on to the next round for Bottled and Bond or over 100, or sorry, not over 100, but at 100 proof. We have Old Forester 100.
Versus
Jack Daniel's Bonded.
Ooh, another Brown Foreman.
We have Evan Williams Bottled and Bond facing off against JTS Brown Bottled and Bond.
To Heaven Hills.
So this is going to be an entertaining
bracket. We promise this was blind.
I know.
100% blind.
But I will say, if I was ever to have a tax on my paycheck, it would be those two companies.
We spun a wheel and put these in the bracket as the wheels hit them. So
This
is completely random.
It is completely random.
That's hilarious.
So anyway, that's our picks for this episode. If you want to find Bird Brill Talk, you can find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. Make sure you also hit the subscribe button, whether you're listening to iTunes, Spotify, whatever those things are. Send any questions, comments, concerns. Also, don't forget to send your brackets to bourbonbarreltalk@gmail.com. This is Scott, Jared, Johnny Tsunami, Nick, and Barbara the Fifth Wheel signing off. Peace.
Prost.
Peace out. Great, Scott.